The elf looked around, beaming.
Name it, Harry Potter, sir.
I need to find a place where 28 people can practice defense against the dark arts without being discovered by any of the teachers, especially... Harry clenched his hand on the book so that the scars shone pearly white. Professor Umbridge. He expected the elf's smile to vanish, his ears to droop. He expected him to say that this was impossible or else that he would try, but his hopes were not high. What he had not expected was for Dobby to give a little skip, his ears waggling happily, and clap his hands together.
Dobby knows the perfect place, sir, he said happily. Dobby heard tell of it from the other house elves when he came to Hogwarts, sir. It is known by us as the Come and Go Room, sir, or else as the Room of Requirement.
Why? Said Harry curiously.
Because it is a room that a person can only enter, said Dobby seriously, when they have real need of it. Sometimes it is there, and sometimes it is not. But when it appears, it is always equipped for the seeker's needs. Dobby has used it, sir,
said the elf, dropping his voice and looking guilty.
When Winky has been very drunk, he has hidden her in the Room of Requirement, and he has found antidotes to Butterbeer there, and a nice elf-sized bed to settle her on while she sleeps it off, sir. And Dobby knows Mr. Filch has found extra cleaning materials there when he has run short, sir. And
if you really needed a bathroom, said Harry suddenly, remembering something Dumbledore had said at the Yule Ball the previous Christmas, would it fill itself with chamber pots?
Dobby expects so, sir,
said Dobby, nodding earnestly.
It is a most amazing room, sir.
How many people know about it? Said Harry, sitting up straighter in his chair.
Very few, sir. Mostly people stumbles across it when they needs it, sir. But often they never finds it again, for they do not know that it is always there waiting to be called into service, sir.
It sounds brilliant, said Harry, his heart racing. It sounds perfect, Dobby. When can you show me where it is?
Any time, Harry Potter, sir,
said Dobby, looking delighted at Harry's enthusiasm.
We could go now, if you like.
For a moment, Harry was tempted to go now. He was halfway out of his seat, intending to hurry upstairs for his invisibility cloak when, not for the first time, a voice very much like Hermione's whispered in his ear.
Reckless.
It was, after all, very late. He was exhausted and had Snape's essay to finish. Not tonight, Dobby, said Harry reluctantly, sinking back into his chair. This is really important. I don't want to blow it. It'll need proper planning. Listen, can you just tell me exactly where this Room of Requirement is and how to get in there?